CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Holiday travelers found more than 4,000 flights delayed today across the country and about 700 canceled. And now CBS's Michael George tells us there's a new potential problem that could affect air travel.
Most major U.S. airlines have fully upgraded to new altimeters that aren't affected by 5G signals. Delta Airlines told CBS News due to supply chain problems, 190 of its planes aren't yet retrofitted. In a statement, Delta says some of our aircraft will have more restrictions for operations in inclement weather. Safety of flight will never be in question. The airline says it only expects minimal delays.
There have been violent protests throughout France this week after a 17-year-old boy was killed during an interaction with French police. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris says the unrest hasn't let up.
Following the funeral of the teenager killed in that deadly police traffic stop on Tuesday, there were more scenes of violence in the Paris suburb of Nanterre, where he lived and died, but also here in Paris. Police are out in force on the Champs-Élysées as a spontaneous protest took place.
More than 2,400 people have been arrested since the boy's death in nightly riots and protests. The Biden administration is now working to give student loan borrowers some relief after a Supreme Court ruling striking down the president's debt cancellation plan. CBS's Christina Ruffini has details.
While the Biden administration tries to hammer out a new rule to get that student loan forgiveness done, a process they say is going to take months, it's also created a loan repayment on-ramp. So after a three-year interest-free hiatus, those loan bills are expected to start coming again in September, and they will be due. Interest will accrue. But for the next 10 months, a missed payment won't put borrowers into default or harm their credit rating.
The nation's largest actors union has agreed to extend contract talks to avoid a strike, says CBS's Jeff Glore.
Friday's 11th hour deal now gives the Screen Actors Guild and major studios until July 12th to reach an agreement. The sticking points for SAG are streaming residuals and regulation for future use of artificial intelligence. Writers in Hollywood have been on strike for 9 weeks, dramatically reducing production. An actor's walkout could shutter the fall TV lineup and postpone blockbuster films.
The Southern Baptist Convention is once again getting smaller. It's now lost another of its biggest congregations, the North Carolina-based Elevation Church, a megachurch. That church has notified the convention that it is withdrawing its affiliation. The wife of Elevation's pastor preaches to men and women at the church, something the convention disapproves of. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, this is
Maxine Radio, We Are Local Music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands.
if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up.
Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts on Max Inc. Radio. We are his local music. That was High Street. That's a free download off his Bandcamp page. You can get that right now. Hands up before that. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts are, of course, playing at Woodfest Rocker. And they're playing on Sunday, I believe.
Nope. Saturday night, Jimmy.
Saturday night.
They'll be headlining the Luther Allison stage starting at 8:30 that night. The rest of that Luther Allison stage on July 29th is Fajo Fajo, who we had here in the Devil's Lair, the Brazilian polka sung in Portuguese, followed by Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter, the Meet Me in Madison duo. They'll be playing an semi-acoustic duo, I would say, at 1:15. Butterbrick, brand new band on Madison East Side's Funky Jams. That's at 2:45. 4:30 is Frank Martin Bush and the Names, who we started out the show with, Jimmy. They're a hometown band right over there on the East Side. Kyle Megna and the Monsoons from Appleton. Those guys were on the show not too long ago. Great band out of Appleton. Of course, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Then over on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, Jimmy, we're going to kick things off at noon with the Moon Gypsies. And that's going to be a very rare show. Robert J. is coming back from the East Coast, and you'll
looking
play with
the seeing Robert again.
Gaines and Wagner, yeah. Make the Moon Gypsies. So that'll be a great show. Followed by the Stephen Hull Experience. Stephen Hull out of Racine is just an amazing blues player. He's going to bring his three-piece band, Power Blues, really awesome. Steepwater Band from Chicago. We had them at the first Atwood Fest back in 2014.
I remember.
And they're going to make a repeat appearance. They were just, it's amazing that they were even free for this. So awesome stuff. New Primitives from Minneapolis. I don't think people will believe that this show band is coming to Atwood Fest, but it's true. The Funky Jams, those guys are awesome. Of course, VO5 headlining 8 to 10 p.m. on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, Saturday, July 29th. It's Dancing in the Streets, 70s disco, ABBA, you name it, it's there. You dance.
It's Atwood Fest, Rock the Block, July 29th and 30th. On Saturday, Rocker, to kind of kick the festivities off, there's the Convergence.
That's right.
Talk about that.
So, Jimmy, that Convergence happens. Let me just get it's at four different points in the in the neighborhood over off Atwood Avenue. The Hanfibians, a Brazilian kind of jam band, will then head those parades all the way to the stage at Atwood Fest, where they will converge. And then they'll perform for about 15 minutes, and then Fajo Fajo will kick off at noon. So go to the website at atwoodfest.com and read about Convergence and the places where that will be going. I mean, you can dress up, you know, kind of join the parade, have a costume, dance around, make a lot of noise, all the way to Atwood Fest just before noon and end up there partying.
It's a great day. Plenty of beer carts out there, and you need to buy the beer and support the vendors that are going to be there with their food,
yeah.
Their crafts. I mean, I love walking down
the vendor alley,
like on a Saturday afternoon just before 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. The smells, it's wonderful. Of course, Atwood Fest benefits the Barrymore Theater, the Sassy Neighborhood Association, and the Wilmar Neighborhood Association. So your money that you spend at Atwood Fest stays right in the community.
That's right, Jimmy. That's it's an amazing thing. And some of the grants that, you know, like Sassy gives out to help people in the neighborhoods and help the neighborhoods themselves, like, become better, do things that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to do. It really is a circular thing where the money from the people goes right back into the neighborhood.
All right. Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. We'll talk more about Sunday later on in this hour. Also, Josh from Panchromatic Steel coming in, and we're going to play that replay from Gaines and Wagner from last week in the Devil's Lair Rocker at 9 o'clock. And Peyton from Common Threads, he's on the show tonight in Max Hink Heavy at 11 o'clock. Max Hink Heavy starts at 10. Rocker, you mentioned the New Primitives from Minneapolis. We're going to play them in just a second. Right after the Steepwater Band. This is the latest from the Steepwater Band from Chicago. When they played at Atwood Fest, and I was MCing, it was like my second year of MCing Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
And I came out when they pretend to be done, and then they were going to do an encore. The volume of the crowd was the loudest I've ever heard Atwood Fest.
And Steepwater is an amazing band, and they were just over in Europe. And now they're touring a little bit in the U.S. They're really, you know, a pretty big national band. I was surprised that we could get them back, but we did, Jimmy.
We did. Here's Steepwater Band right here, Make It Right, It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Funk out with the East Side's newest secret, Butterbrick, Saturday, July 29th on the Luther Allison stage.
Come on, baby, this is what we're paying for. I don't know if we're ever gonna be here again. My lady, this
is what we're made for. Keep rolling like they're never gonna be here again. Unless a river you can ride.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with AtwoodFest, July 29th and 30th. It's AtwoodFest 2023.
Radio, we are local music. The new primitives from Minneapolis. That was California. They're going to be playing Atwood Fest Saturday on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. And dude, I can't wait. That is going to be an amazing live performance at Atwood Fest July 29th and 30th. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. Also by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, downtown Sun Prairie, locally brewed beer, the live music on the patio, and of course the food is really good. You get the full menu and all the details at fullmilebeercompany.com. Ja Boogie is playing at Atwood Fest this year. Looking forward to that. I believe that's on the Luther Allison stage, right, Rocker?
Yes, that's correct. He will be headlining that stage on Sunday.
On Sunday. We'll talk more about Sunday here shortly. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say you anyway.
rocks, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. To me, there's no better summer festival in Madison than La Fête de Marquette. That's why I'm thrilled that Weikert Realtors Lake Point is again a sponsor. Are you planning to attend La Fête this year? Then stop by our booth and say hello to the Lake Point team and find out how we can help you realize your real estate goals. If you mention this ad, we'll even buy you a beverage. Find us on the web at weikert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
This is Deb Fields, calendar goddess for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Civic Media and Man Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers. For the full band lineup, visit atwoodfest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Panchromatic Steel there with their song Reason. Make sure you get the app, the new Civic Media app on your phone. It's redesigned. It's pretty awesome. And you can send me a text to tell me how horrible I sound right now, Rocker, on our 4-year anniversary. It's all at civicmedia.us. It's been one of those nights, dude, where things are just kind of out of place and not right.
Gremlins, Jimmy.
Okay, yeah, sure. If you want to blame it on that, I'll take
Gremlins
that.
On anniversary day. Yeah. But hey, we keep trudging on. This is live radio, right?
Right.
Hey, Panchromatic Steel is Madison's professional steel drum band, drawing from an island-like style, like reggae and calypso, and blending them with pop hits, rock, and jazz. Here to tell us about steel drums live shows is Josh and Chad from Panchromatic Steel. Chad, Josh, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thrilled to be here.
Now, you guys just came from a show, right? It just ended at like literally 8, and you ran over here.
We drove.
Yes. They ran and drove. Perfect. Well, thanks for coming in. For our listeners who may not be familiar with a steel drum, tell us about this instrument. I mean, is it steel so you can play heavy metal? I mean, where do you get your drums?
Well, it is steel. It is heavy. Some people do play heavy metal. We play maybe a heavy metal track or two.
Yeah.
But no, it's, you might hear people refer to it as the steel drum, but where it comes from, the island of Trinidad off the coast of Venezuela, they call it the pan, steel pan. So it's an instrument that was developed in like the 1940s as part of... oil barrel culture.
Wow.
Yeah. They were very creative. They had limitations with what they could make music on, the local people of Trinidad, and they end up making a beautiful instrument over time, just like hammering away, literally.
Wow.
Sawing it off, hammering it away. And
by hand.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And with hammers. And now with robots. But it's beautiful.
Well, tell us about your band, Panchromatic Steel. I mean, to start with, how many people are in your band?
So it's a little bit of a loose number. Tonight we were gigging with 10 people, but we're usually between 8 and 12, and it usually depends on what the gig calls for. But it's a band that has developed over time. We started in 2016 when it was, I think, just Josh, me, my brother Nick, and our friend Kevin. And from there, we just started recruiting people, you know, to learn the instrument, and we would buy instruments, and gradually we just grew. And it's been a lot of fun to develop, you know, both musically and kind of professionally. And I think we're gigging a lot now, and we're happy to be where we are.
Who writes the majority of the music for the drums?
Well, we play a mix of things. So there is a culture of steel band arrangements, that exists throughout the world. So we've pulled some of that, and including a composer that we'll mention pretty soon here. We want to show a clip or play a clip. But some of it is original, and, you know, we do write charts for those. And I should say that while most of us play the steel pan, there is not everyone's playing a drum per se. So we have an electric bass player, for example, right, and horns, saxophone, and trombone.
So still nobody that's going out getting dates.
Your words.
I double as a comedian. So now you have a bass, but no guitar?
No, we've kind of intentionally avoided guitar. Not that we don't love guitar.
Well, you're the melody instrument.
Yeah,
right?
I play what's called the lead pan or the tenor pan, but we have a whole variety of steel pan instruments going all the way down to what we would call the cello pans, the very deep, you know, kind of bass sort of sound. But we embrace the Caribbean origins of our instrument, but we're really trying to move it into some other areas too. So we, as I said, we have electric bass. We have a fantastic keyboard player, Chris Rottmeyer. My brother Nick doubles on pan, but also plays flute and saxophone. We have a trombonist who also plays pan, and we have a couple phenomenal singers, one of which was a contestant on American Idol not too long ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. Who was that?
Her name is Julika Rose Kelly, and
okay.
Yeah, yeah, you must know Julika.
Yeah, yeah.
She had the number one song in the Max Inc. Radio Top 41 of, what was it, 2020, I think?
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Kind of a poppy, dancey song, you know?
Yeah.
It escapes me what it was.
Yeah, she's really something.
Oh, you guys have a big show coming up. At the Edgewater Hotel in Madison on July 29th. It's called Mendota Live Music Fest, and there are some pretty cool bands playing. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, we were thrilled to be asked to play. Natty Nation, the Jimmies, and us, we're opening for Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty that's pretty crazy.
It's really, we're thrilled. I mean, Natty and Jimmies, they're our idols. I mean, if we can get to, you know, half the places they've been, we'll be happy.
Yeah, the Jimmies are great. That's a good role model to have.
Absolutely.
All right, here, check this out. Giulico Rose Kelly found this in the argument. We... There it is. Can't believe she sings for you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of circles here, Jimmy. As I was talking to these guys, they all play in other bands, of course, and different things. So, for instance, Josh told me he's a member of Hanfibians. So that means he'll be in Convergence for Atwood Fest coming up and performing just before noon. And why don't you go ahead and tell us which bands that you guys are also in besides Pancromatic Steel?
Sure. So, yeah, I help lead the Hanfibians. I've been in the group since 2010 or so. And I also play in other world music groups like Los Chechos and the Madison Shore Ensemble. And I play with the No Name String Band, which is an old-time fiddle music kind of band in town.
Do you play drum tap for that?
I used to, but now I carry a lighter instrument, the cajon, the box. It's much more convenient in my more advanced age.
Jad, what bands have you been playing with?
Yeah, I play with the Whiskey Farm, which is an Americana folk rock band. Yeah, okay. We just played the Union Terrace. We're playing coming up at the Monona Terrace rooftop concert series, and that's just great original music. Jason Horowitz is our primary leader and songwriter, and he just really writes beautiful music that speaks to me. So other than that, I've worked a lot with Brandon Beebe over the years, doing his original music and some of his cover stuff, his Prince band. I've done a couple gigs with that. But yeah, I'm really focused on Pan now, and I love Pancromatic Steel, and I love seeing how far we can push it.
Josh and I were laughing about the originals and the covers just before we went on the air. He was asking me to play Paranoid, which is a cover from who?
Black Sabbath, Jimmy.
Well, is that Sabbath?
No, that's not called Paranoid.
Okay,
Jimmy.
That's what
it's called. Paranoid Android.
Oh, Paranoid Android.
Radiohead, of course.
Well, that's not Black Sabbath.
No, no.
Radiohead.
Unless they also covered that.
Well, I'm good for screwing things up here. But why? Tell us. So you said you'd like the heavy metal. That's a good cover for that, right?
The beauty about steel bands is that you can kind of do anything. And in fact, when steel pan ensembles grew in the 1950s in Trinidad, they actually they were known for playing classical music. It was beautiful. And then they got more involved in calypso, and it turned into more popular music. The reality is you can do anything. And so when we saw that there was an arrangement of a Radiohead track, many of us were just like, we had to do it because it's a favorite band of many of ours.
We're about to play How Do I Know. Tell us about this song here.
Yeah, this one's great. It's actually arranged or composed by the same person who arranged Paranoid Android. And it is an original composition by a Swiss pianist, a guy named Claudio Pini. And this particular recording is very special to us. It was a collaboration with the Black Star drumline that we did. And we had Joey B. Banks come in. Some of his crew. So the whole middle section here is this really awesome headbanging section with a drumline. I hope you guys dig it.
We love Joey B. Banks. We love you guys. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate your time, and especially coming in right after a gig.
It's our pleasure to be here.
Let's check it out. It's How Do I Know on Max Inc. Radio.
You're talking about epistemology as the theory of knowledge.
Speaking. Justification for believing something
is an epistemology is what is supposed to be within the current expressions of knowledge by reflection, by the theories, reason, basis, moral, criticism.
Maxinc Radio, we are local music, and Chromatic Steel. Thanks to the guys for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. All right, Rocker, you got about 90 seconds to tell me about the Sunday activities at Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank.
Jimmy, Sunday, July 30th, on the Client Stubblefield stage, we're going to open up with Steely Dan, you know, the music of Steely Dan by the All-Star Band, All Madisonites. Kirsty Krause, she's going to be 2 p.m. on that stage. God's Outlaw from Milwaukee, playing Johnny Cash and Boxcar Willie and all kinds of stuff, plus their own music. And then headlining that stage that night, Jane Lee Hooker from New York City.
Wait.
Hard Blues, that's going to be really awesome. And then Sunday on the Luther Allison stage, Seesaw kicks off at noon, then followed by Linda and the Zeros, so get ready to shake your butt and dance. And then Porky's Groove Machine from Minneapolis, followed by Dub Foundation featuring Ja Boogie. And make sure if you want to see all the bands that are playing on the Sugar Maple stage, the Klein Stubblefield stage, the Luther Allison stage, just go to atwoodfest.com. And hey, make sure you check out Convergence and become a part of it. That's a really fun time.
That's on Saturday, right? Before
right. We're on Sunday.
Right. So is there any special activities on Sunday?
Well, you know, the whole fest ends at about 7:30, Jimmy. So it's a little earlier in the day, about 12 to 7.
Okay.
You know, we have tons of kids things to do and tons of food in the food vendor alley and three stages, 30 bands.
We're going to be talking a lot about Atwood Fest over the next couple of weeks, and it's for good reason. It's a really good festival. Next week, too, we'll have a little information about La Fête for you. They got a whole local stage there, Rocker. That's going to be pretty cool.
They do. They've added a local stage in, like, about a year or so ago, and it's really growing, Jimmy. La Fête de Marquette is, you know, one of the festies. There are five, along with Orton and Marquette Waterfront and Willie Street Fair and, of course, Atwood Fest. And that's really one of the things that makes the east side of Madison completely unique. So make sure to check out atwoodfest.com and check out that music schedule.
There you go. Maxine Kevy, we're going to talk with Peyton from Common Threads. That's coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up next. You're listening to Maxine Radio on Civic Media.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Maxine Radio. We are local music.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau.